Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of our listeners said, hey, John, where do you think J.B. Pritzker stands on Joe Biden's candidacy? Our governor, along with other governors, will be meeting with the president today. Yesterday, J.B. Pritzker did say, right now, Joe Biden is our nominee, and I'm 100% on board with supporting him as our nominee unless he makes some other decision, and then I think we'll all be discussing what's the best way forward. Congressman Mike Quigley joins us now, the Democrat from Illinois' 5th. Congressman, welcome, and what is the best way forward? What should the president do?
Yeah, it's tough. And let me begin by saying I would rather be doing anything else or talking about anything else because, honestly, saying what I've said in the last few days is painful and uncomfortable. But I do it because I'm concerned not just about the specter of a second Trump term, but how it affects down ballot races. As you know, these houses are razor thin, and those contested races are razor thin. Every vote counts. So what I've tried to say to the president is, this is your decision. We respect that, and we appreciate what you've done for our country, but take all this into consideration when you make your decision.
You said this is your decision, Mr. President, but
yes.
In fact, you would like him to decide to do what?
I just can't bring myself to tell him he has to step down. I know that's starting to happen. I think he can read between the lines that there is genuine concern. What we heard the day after was this is a bad night and everything's okay. I don't think that's accurate. I think it's fundamental in politics that you can't wish the voters to be where you are. You have to accept where the voters are. And even if the polling, and I think the more realistic, thoughtful polling takes a week to do, so we'll see that in the next couple of days, even if it were to show him just staying where he was. And frankly, that's just not good enough in those incredibly important states where he's down.
Well, then why is it so difficult to tell him the obvious?
Respect, appreciation, my assumption of how he'd react to being told versus being talked to and throwing out all the considerations. So everybody has a different manner in which they approach an issue. For me, with this president, this is the way that I think works the best.
Well, Congressman, I respect your respect for Joe Biden, but maybe more important than his feelings or his ego is the country and democracy. I mean, how bad would it be, granted you're a Democrat and you're still supporting the incumbent here, but how bad would it be for America if Donald Trump was president again? Aren't you weighing that against the awkwardness of talking to Joe Biden?
Sure. A couple things. First, I think I was one of the first to say what I even said, and I've been blamed or credited with cracking the dam of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think with something so tough, you wade into it with respect and slowly. We're going to see if these polls come through. I know other colleagues of mine are going to do the same thing. We've got the 4th of July holiday. You raise a good point. Let's see where we are next week with how the country is assessing this and what that means. I don't just look at the polling as it affects the White House, but, talking to my frontline colleagues, again, because of the way maps are drawn and the way this country is pretty polarized in a lot of areas, there's probably, 45 contested races. And those folks are far more concerned. Those candidates are far more concerned than others because, again, the top of the ballot has such a dramatic impact on those seats. So you raise a good point. Let's see how this plays out in the next week or so. As you know, in any difficult situation, when you're talking to a friend about it, it isn't always effective to go in there.
I take your point. I think, you know, to be honest with you, you're right. I think there was this 24-hour panic, and there does seem to be some momentum building against the president, even in Democratic circles for this. But it's July. We don't vote until November. So it's possible that this will fade. It's not going to go away, but it won't seem as urgent. And I reminded myself anyway, Congressman, that just before the election that Donald Trump won, there was an Access Hollywood tape which scandalized his candidacy. Everybody ran for the hills. You thought, oh my God, it's over, and clearly it was not. So I guess my point is, however bad that news was, granted those are different things, but maybe Joe Biden's candidacy could recover from this. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's a good question. Here's, I think, the difference. There's something about those behind President Trump. So when he said, I could shoot somebody on the street and they'd stay with me, there's real truth to that. And obviously, he's a convicted felon, and his numbers are where they are. And he was impeached twice. And there's a long list of things that ought to raise extraordinary concern about him in a second term. A relationship with the rest of the world, climate change, choice. I mean, what does it take? But I think it's different for mere mortal candidates. So that they do impact President Biden, I think, more than him. I'm not sure he can recover, but remember, he has to make up ground now. And when he said, you know, I had these long trips and I had an mm-hmm. event and so forth, you know, so that's as part of the excuse for having a bad debate.
It's also part of the job. I mean,
it's exactly right. It's a part of the job, and the world crises and the challenges at home aren't going to be lighter between now and November.
Do you have any suggestions? I know I've heard everything you said, Congressman, but are you wondering, though, who would be a replacement? That is, would it be Kamala Harris, or would it be one of the other governors in some of these big states? Who do you see as lining up for a viable option, either as the candidate or the next vice presidential candidate?
Yeah, I certainly don't want to get into names. We're not there yet. There's a process that takes place. You talked about not voting until November. I think a decision needs to be made before the convention, because I think the process you're talking about has to have the credibility that convinces the American people that there was a legitimate process. So we haven't had an open convention for a long time. Who knows if we're going to get to that point? So you know, that's in a little over a month from now.
Yeah.
So that decision has to be made soon. And then there is a process in which people present themselves and their credentials and they move forward. I'll narrow it to this point. If the president decides to make a change, I suspect it would be a governor. You have to have that level of stature and capabilities. Coming from the Midwest, I think, helps just because that's where the battlegrounds are going to be. And then the rest, you know, if we get to that point, we'll talk further.
Okay. Well, two names come to mind when you say that. But I also heard everything you just said, and I'm out of time now, Mike. But I not only appreciate you coming on, but I appreciate the way you are approaching this. I think we do need to have a conversation. It needs to be somewhat public, and it needs to be prudent. And I think you're doing all of those things. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Appreciate it. Happy Fourth to all.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. He said, I'd rather be talking about anything than this. But we need to talk about it. Democrat from Illinois' 5th, Mike Quigley, the congressman.